98.9 FM W260C Beaverstein and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wrenching news for women in the South undergoing in vitro fertility treatments. Alabama's largest hospital is pausing IVF procedures after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos have the same rights as living children. Among the would-be parents, Jasmine York.
I'm angry. I'm sad. Just a whole slew of things.
Correspondent Meg Oliver spoke with an independent IVF provider in Alabama.
They're very concerned that this is going to ripple down and start affecting other clinics. They don't know, are they going to have to advise their patients to transfer their embryos? Are they going to have to go out of state? There's so much uncertainty.
Sources tell CBS News President Biden is considering using sweeping executive authority based on a 1952 law citing best interests of the country to cut down on the record number of crossings at the southern border. But ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt believes it would be illegal.
What we are looking for are fair and efficient procedures to allow people to apply for asylum, not to outright eliminate the ability to even apply for asylum.
Republicans in Congress blocked an immigration compromise earlier this month. Can't seem to get your cell phone service working this morning? T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and other carriers are dealing with major outages. Downdetector.com says the number of AT&T users affected alone peaked at almost 32,000 an hour and a half ago. No comment yet from the companies affected. Tragedy in Venezuela, where an illegal gold mine collapsed. Crews removing the body of one of at least 14 people who were killed at the open pit Bula Loca in Bolivar State. The governor says they're searching for more victims. A private spacecraft could become the U.S. first to touch down on the lunar surface since 1972. CBS's Peter King.
Intuitive Machines' Odysseus Lander is the second try by a U.S. company to land a spacecraft on the moon in recent weeks. It's also part of a NASA commercial program to have private companies design, build, and launch spacecraft to support the agency's own Artemis Moon program. If all goes well today, Odysseus will touch down just before 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Giant pandas are returning to the U.S. China says it plans to review a long-standing gesture of friendship and send a fresh pair of bears to the San Diego Zoo. Ron Swainsgood's with the zoo's Wildlife Alliance.
We love the giant pandas here in the United States. They love the giant pandas in China. That's something that we can connect on.
China recalled nearly all of its pandas on loan to U.S. zoos after relations soured between the two countries last year. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolek with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler with a few flurries possible. Our high 37. And then on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Let me ask you, how many times have you walked into a job interview, taken a look at everybody that works there, and decided that you don't want that job? So then you might as well just goof off the whole thing, you know? So what can you do for this company? Well, I can do this. Ah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo!
Yeah!
The interviewer was like, really? Can you tell me a little something about yourself? Well, I've got pink eye and my foot's asleep. I've got matching silverware for the plate in my head. Hey! I think I can fly. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Next to you in the dumpster behind the airport. Like, perfect. We'll see you Monday. Okay. Come on.
At 6:08 here at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Coming up at 7:06, we'll talk to Doug Incidents of the Racine Theater Guild. New show opening up called Now and Then. We'll talk to Doug, get the lowdown on that new show. I've seen them all. I have season tickets. I go to every show at the Racine Theater Guild. Love it. Today's sunny. Highs near 50. A clear sky tonight, lows 33, and then something strange happens tomorrow. A chance of snow showers. Temperatures dropping to around 29 degrees. Saturday sunny with a high of 34, and something strange happens again on Sunday. Partly sunny, highs near 50 once again. Right now we have a clear sky, 38 degrees, spring less than a month away. Doesn't happen on the 21st of March. Yes, I think we're less than a month away from spring. Not that it guarantees you won't have any snow, but it's sort of a guarantee. I mean, if we were going to have a snowstorm, it would have been by now. You're not going to have it when it's 50 degrees outside. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to putting the snow shovels away, putting all the salt away, getting my house dewinterized. I never used my snow thrower this whole season. Yeah, I never. It was ready to go, but I never had recall for it. The only snow we had, it was just easier to shovel it off the sidewalk. So we haven't had big snowstorms in a long time, which is good. I'm not complaining. It's just that we haven't had big snowstorms in a long time. Got a couple of pair of tickets to give away today to the Wisconsin State Fair comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hitting the main stage Thursday, August 1st. You can get tickets to a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. I keep saying Julio. Gabriel Iglesias will be on the main stage. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You can win a pair coming up in a few minutes from now. We have a couple to give away today. And, so we have all these tickets to the State Fair. We gave away a couple five or six pair last week or the week before. We've got tickets to Now and Then to give away next week. So we've got a lot of stuff to give away. Just keep it right here, WRJN Radio. All right, you probably heard the hack about putting wet cell phones in rice. I've heard about it. That's what I heard you're supposed to do, especially if you've panicked after dropping your phone in the toilet bowl. Apple is warning you not to do it, though. iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be, and some can handle certain levels of water. They have liquid detection warnings that can tell you if your USB-C port gets wet. There are things you can do. Dry your phone with a cloth. Tap the phone gently to drain water from the ports. Leave the phone in a dry area with airflow. Avoid putting cables inside until it's completely dry. And keep the top down on your toilet seat so you don't drop it in there. We had a leak in our house and my laptop got soaked. My wife put it in the, whatchamacallit, she put it in the rice. I think it was rice she put it in. Yeah, it worked. It works fine. But, you know, I was holding it over the sink. The water was draining out of it. It was just very unpleasant to watch. In food news, Starbucks debuted a new pork-flavored latte for the Lunar New Year. Pork-flavored coffee. But it's not sold here. It's only in China. Pork-flavored coffee. I like the smell of coffee. I never tasted a cup in my life, but I love the smell of coffee. I can't imagine pork-flavored coffee, though. Too busy to exercise? You can skip working out all week. Isn't that great news? There's a big if, though. If you really go hard on the weekends. As long as you get 150 total minutes of exercise in, it doesn't matter how you fit it in. Now, my daughter is an exercise guru. If I read that to her, she's going to say hogwash. I know she's going to say that. She works for an athletic company, and she's been in shape all her life. She used to do the big bodybuilding shows. Not the big muscular bodybuilding, but the more bikini modeling shows she used to do. And I first time I saw her at one, I couldn't believe what she looked like. I mean, she looked like one of those bodybuilders. And then after the show goes, the show's over, it goes away, and you go back to normal again. But still, I just was shocked. But I wouldn't eat what she eats. She and her husband are big bodybuilders, and they eat healthy foods, a lot of vegetables, no red meat, no pork, nothing like that. I couldn't have dinner over that house. I'm afraid of what they would serve. According to the CDC, this is bad news and good news. The good news is January is America's deadliest month. That's the good news. Out of the way, because January's done. The bad news is in second place is February. Third place, March. December also is in there. August is the least deadliest month. I think it's because people are inside and they're getting all, anxious and tempers are flaring. And people just get anxious when they're locked inside their houses during the winter. This is bad for a security company. The smart camera maker Wyze, that's W-Y-Z-E, says there was a security glitch last week that let users see footage from other people's cameras. The problem has supposedly been solved. Yeah, so if you got a camera in your house, people were watching you walk around in your house, hopefully with clothes on, not doing anything stupid. That is a glitch. There are so many reasons I don't want to fly. I could probably list about 200 of them right now with no problem. This one has got to be in the top two. And I don't know if you watch the news at all on TV. I watch ABC World News, and they showed this. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Boston diverted when passengers noticed a wing coming apart right in front of their eyes. The plane safely landed in Denver. The wing was coming apart right in front of their very eyes. Now, they showed it, and when the plane landed, people took pictures, videos of it in flight. It was hard to tell. It looked like the paint was peeling off, but actually pieces of the metal were flying off. Looked like the paint, but it wasn't. So let's see. Let's quick review here. A few weeks ago, we had a door come off at 16,000 feet because it wasn't bolted. And by the way, I think the chairman or one of the CEOs of Boeing resigned yesterday over that. So the door was coming off. The door came off 16,000 feet. The nose gear fell off a plane. They had to land it with no nose gear. They had a passenger on yesterday who tried to open the emergency door. Somebody videoed it, and there he is banging on it with moving that lever, trying to get it open. You can't get it open at that. The pressure on the outside is too much, but still he tried. The passengers, the male passengers came along and grabbed him. and pulled him out of his seat, got him on the floor. The flight attendant gave some duct tape to the guys, and they duct taped his feet and arms. They threw him in the back of the plane until it landed and the police took him. This is why I don't fly. There are too many nuts. There are nuts all over the place on those planes. And there's one more story coming up. This has to do with the luggage on planes. Let me see. I got it here somewhere. American Airlines is raising the cost of a checked bag from $30 to $40. That's more than any other U.S. airline. And for now, if you have a second bag, it's $45. So it's almost $100 just to get two bags on a plane. Isn't that something? Remember when it was free? Remember, I hate to say the good old days because I sound like an old codger saying that stuff. But I remember it used to get on a plane. There was no charge for it, but you checked your baggage. They brought you, a little drink or something, soft drink or whatever you wanted before the flight took off or right after it took off. And then they used to give you a nice meal, especially on Midwest Express Airlines. Remember that? That nice meal, real plates, real china. You had a nice dinner. And it was built into the price of the ticket, so you didn't have to pay anybody when you got on the plane. Now you're lucky if you get a stale thing of pretzels and a flat soda when you get, if they even give that anymore. I don't know. I haven't flown in a long time. But it's getting bad out there. I don't know. My car, my road trips are looking better and better. Of course, if you have to go a big, great distance in a short time, but I had to go to a funeral, then you got to do it. You got to do it. Okay, we mentioned that at the State Fair this year, Fluffy is coming. Comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hits the main stage on Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. But guess what? I have tickets to give away right now. Right now. To go see Gabriel Iglesias. I got a pair of tickets just burning a hole in my pocket. If you want it, give a call. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll make sure you get that pair of tickets. I'm opening the phone lines. And whoop, they're open. So give a call. All right. First call is in already. Hi. What's your first name?
Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Don?
Good. You're not Bob. You're not Bobby. You're not Rob. You're not Robbie. You're Robert.
Yep. That'll work.
Okay. We had two kids on my block growing up named Donald, me and the guy across the street. So we decided, I don't know how it got decided, he was going to be Donnie and I was Donald. So he sacrificed his name. And so to this day, I still call him Donnie, Donnie Schultz. And he's a grown man in his 60s. I'm like, hi, Donnie. All right, hold on, Robert. Yep. We got a pair of tickets for you, all right?
I thank you, Donnie. You have a good day.
You, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are there. All right, so you got more tickets to give away later on, too, to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the State Fair Thursday, August 1st. We're talking about August now, so it's not like you have to say, oh, gee, I got to get gas in the car, get the oil change. We got to head off to the State Fair. No, this is in August when the State Fair opens up, all right? All right, more tickets to give away coming up. Plus, it's 7:06 this morning. We're going to talk to Doug Incidents of the Racine Theater Guild. New show opening up. Yes, it's going to be Now and Then. I think it opens up this Friday. My tickets, I think, for a week from this Saturday. But we'll talk to Doug, find out about the show. And also, you want to be in Cabaret? I think they're taking auditions for Cabaret. Have to talk about that, too. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Remember that? I interviewed Joel Grey once. And he was in the movie and the Broadway musical, Cabaret. He had some nice things to say about it. Had a good time doing it, he said. All right, 618 WRJN. Stay where you are.
Listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Diana Ross and the Supremes. Wonder how the other Supremes felt when it became Diana Ross and the Supremes. That must have bothered them a little bit. It would bother me. All of a sudden, they're all equals, and now there's one that's not equal. But you got to admit, Diana Ross was the main standout. I mean, they're all talented, the Supremes, but she was the main standout. I think one of them had a sad story to tell after she left the Supremes. I have to ask my wife. I think my wife knows the story. Yeah. All right, so we talked about why I'm not going to fly anymore. We got that out of the way. Too many pieces of the airplane falling off in mid-flight. People trying to open the emergency doors in mid-flight, and the luggage now having to cost you. I just remember the flying Midwest Express. Remember they only had two seats. It was every seat was, you know, there was no middle seat on Midwest Express. Then somebody bought it. I think Republic bought it, Frontier Republic, one of those airlines. And they just got rid of it. They just, you know, got the competition out of business, closed them down, and that was it. Midwest Express, what a great airline. Every time I talk to somebody, they said, we flew Midwest Express. It was great. Yeah, well, those days are done. Now you got pieces of the plane falling off. Is anybody checking that stuff anymore? I think that's why the CEO of Boeing had to resign yesterday. I mean, how do you explain not putting bolts on a door? I mean, somebody had to be responsible for that, take the fall as it be for that mistake. Yeah. All right, Warner Brothers won't release the new Salem's Lot movie, even though it was finished about 3 years ago. Stephen King has seen it. He says he thinks it's really good. He'd like to know why they're just sitting on it. This is probably why, Stephen King. Warner Brothers, who made the film, said they already shelved two other major films that were completely finished, Batgirl and Coyote versus Acme, like the Acme company. They took tax write-offs on him and just dumped the film so they won't be shown. Why would you make it if you're not going to show it? Probably cheaper to get the tax write-off. Batgirl, you figure that one would have been a big hit for Warner Brothers. I guess not. So the new Salem's Lot movie is not coming out. A biography, or as they call in show business, we show business people call a biopic. A film series of the Beatles is in the works. From Skyfall, that's the James Bond movie director Sam Mendes. He's going to make four movies about the Beatles, one from the perspective of each member. This is the first time that Paul and Ringo and the families of John and George have granted full story and music rights to make it. Yoko was always the holdout on these things because she controls everything John Lennon. You know, she's the widow. She controls everything John Lennon. So, good. Can't wait to see that. Paul McCartney, who has nothing bad to say about anybody, was interviewed and he talked about Yoko Ono. And he took a deep breath because dealing with her on all these issues, she says no a lot. And it's very tough because if she says no, remember it was John and Paul wrote all this music. And when she says no, it's no. And she fought Paul on just about everything. Not this thing, though. A robotics company called Loom, L-U-M, L-U-U-M, has an AI robot that can apply fake eyelashes faster than a human can. Fake eyelashes. The only downside is it looks like a torture device. It looks like it's about to stab you in the eyeball. But don't worry about that. One customer said, it feels like butterfly kisses. Yeah, until it goes berserk and stabs you in the eyeball. Then you won't be sick. It's like a butterfly. It's like a butterfly with a knife. That's what it feels like. All right, showbiz news. Kim Kardashian getting criticized for selling one of her Birkin bags for $70,000. It was filthy, dirty, and used, but she still sold it for $70,000. Probably because it was a Kim Kardashian bag. A retirement home once had 120 job candidates come in to take an exam on the basics of the job, but accidentally gave them a copy of the test with all the answers written in on it. As surprising as that is, here's the shocking part. Somehow 60% of them still failed the test with the answers right there. The retirement home is planning to reschedule and redo the test. How do you fail a test when you have the answers right in front of you? That's the person you don't want to hire. What's the most ridiculous thing your parents did to save a couple of bucks? People are sharing some of their examples, including a guy whose mom tried to buy a children's movie ticket for his 19-year-old brother who was smoking. My dad would build up speed, then turn the engine off and coast 5 miles an hour to save gas. He did it while my friends were in the car and a person whose dad made him weights out of coffee cans and cement. Oh, really? It's not a bad idea, but if you're doing it to save money, that's embarrassing. Your friends all have these professional weights and you're lifting coffee cans. Guy took his family on vacation, accidentally forgot his wife. Now, we did a story like this the other day. Accidentally forgot his wife when he stopped for gas. Then he drove 60 miles before he realized what happened. When he finally got back to her, she was screaming at him, kicking the car. How do you forget people like that? I can understand maybe you left your cell phone there. But your wife, when you got back in the car, didn't you know she wasn't sitting next to you? So that's why I think you did it on purpose. And then he had second thoughts and drove back and got her. She should have kicked him. I have a feeling that's what happened. You need to wash a shirt before you wear it. I wash everything as soon as I get it. As soon as I buy something, I wash it. The answer is yes, by the way. But not because someone else tried it on. It's because companies spray clothing with preservatives to help prevent mildew and the chemicals can cause a rash. I do it because I don't know who's handling this shirt. I don't know if what country it came from. Somebody picking their nose and making their, you know, folding my shirt. And then there's the person who went to the bathroom, didn't wash, and folding my shirt. So, yeah, I do that all the time. I wash everything. Sometimes I wash it twice. The top things we'd wish we'd learn in school include money management, how to do taxes, how to negotiate, how to fix stuff around the house. That's good. You know, a lot of times we don't learn practical things in school. Now, the survey also asked people to name the most useless things they were forced to learn in school. Ready for this? The Pythagorean theorem to figure out the dimensions of a triangle. Remember the Pythagorean theorem? Knowing that pi is 3.14. How many times in life have you used that? And memorizing the periodic table of elements in chemistry. I could see maybe that would come in handy, but knowing that pi is 3.14, I guess if you're some kind of mathematician or engineer in life, you might have to know that. Otherwise, do we really need to know that stuff? You know, there was a comedian, and he did the whole thing. He said, you know, I didn't do well in algebra. And the other day I was at a train station, and I wish I had known algebra because train A was leaving the station at 5 o'clock with 400 passengers on it. Train B was leaving the station at 5:05 with half that amount of passengers. How long before they both met up? So I guess maybe you do need to know that stuff, huh? All right, coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Doug Instance of the Racine Theater Guild with a new show coming up called Now and Then. Sunny today, a gorgeous day with a high near 50. Right now, a clear sky, 38 degrees. Bucks at Minnesota tomorrow night. NBA play right here at 6:30 p.m. Guess what? The Brewers open up their exhibition season against the Padres Saturday at 2 p.m. Where can you hear it? Right here on WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. This is WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. A civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Ford Symposium wrapped up yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. One of the partners at that show, Wisconsin Custom Operators, looking forward to a big 2024. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators is actually an agribusiness from Chadwick, Illinois. John Osterhaus owns and operates Silver Streak Ag Services, and he says as farms become larger, their custom harvesting operation becomes a more and more valuable partner.
From my personal perspective, it's very strong right now. As farms consolidate and get larger and equipment gets more expensive, it's becoming more attractive to bring in custom operators to do the work just because of the cost of the equipment. And then also another big thing is labor. It's harder and harder for everybody to get labor to run the equipment and to do the jobs. And that's where sometimes the custom operator has the advantage. We have a crew of people that we can bring in, whereas the customer can't rely on neighbors and family like they used to necessarily.
John Osterhaus, he is the new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. He owns and operates Silver Streak Ag Services in Chadwick, Illinois. He said right now they've got about 150 members, part of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday morning. Still swimming in red ink. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. No change yesterday on barrel cheese prices or AA butter. The 40-pound block cheese did go up a quarter of a cent to 152.5. This morning, December new crop corn is unchanged at 456. November new crop beans up a nickel at 1150. July new crop wheat currently down a penny at 577. March class 3 milk is up 21 cents, 1719 a hundredweight. Just a quick snapshot of what's happening as far as the markets are concerned for a Thursday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler with a few flurries possible. Our high 37. And then on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, hey, I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know Flip Gunderson. Did you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they didn't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, do you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
Cher. I saw her at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and she also sang. She was on a float singing, and then she was also on that Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting special on NBC. So she's still making music. It looks great. Except she had dark hair, I think, on the float in the parade, and she had blonde hair on the show on NBC. She sounds great, though. Her voice, perfect. She sang a Christmas song. I think she really sang it, too. I don't think it was lip sync. It might have been on the float, but not on the NBC special. I don't think they allowed lip syncing there. Not only is she a great pop star, she's also a great actress. I mean, have you seen the movie Mask? With her, and also, what was the other movie? Moonstruck. She was great in that. I have an early movie of hers she made with Sonny. I don't think he was in. I think he directed it called Chastity. Came out in like 1969. 638 at WRJN Radio. It's going to be sunny and spring today. Highs near 50. I stepped outside yesterday to bring the garbage pail in. I thought I would freeze to death out there. I went out without my jacket. It was like, this is springtime. The birds are singing, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was really nice. That's going to come to an end. Sunny tomorrow. Sunny today with a high near 50. Clear tonight. Lows 33. Chance of snow showers tomorrow. Temperatures dropping to around 29 in the afternoon. But sunny on Saturday with a high near 34 and back again to the 50s on Sunday. Partly sunny, highs near 50. I think spring is one month from today. I got to check that out. Spring is, I think, 1 month today from today. That's not bad. A clear sky, 38 degrees right now, a crisp, clear morning. I love it. Sports-wise, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., the Bucks at Minnesota take on the Timberwolves. And the Brewers open up their exhibition season against the Padres Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on WRG. And the first time we're having a Brewers game on the air. I love that. Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild coming up at 7:06 this morning to talk about their new production, Now and Then. And I still have another pair. We gave away a pair of tickets to Gabriel Iglesias at the State Fair. We have another pair. I told you we're giving away a couple of pair today. That's coming up a little later on this morning, all right? A guy took his family. Where was I here? I have one more thing. I read this already. You get old. What's going to happen here? Here's what I wanted to tell you. I got a fun fact for you here. And this is more interesting. I don't think it's going to gross you out, but it is kind of interesting. In every glass of water you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that's been around since the dinosaurs existed. Kind of interesting, drinking prehistoric water. If you had $1 million, how long could you go without ever working again? Well, a new study looked at how long it would take to live off $1 million if you retired. The cheapest state is Mississippi. It would take you 23 years to use up $1 million. The most expensive is Hawaii. It only lasted 10 years and 3 months. Hawaii is very expensive. I went on a trip to Hawaii. We took a bunch of our listeners to Hawaii several years ago. And the reason everything's so expensive, they have to ship everything in from the mainland 3,000 miles away. People don't realize that the distance from New York to Los Angeles is the same distance from Los Angeles to Hawaii. It's 3,000 miles. And you got to ship everything in, so it becomes more expensive when you're in Hawaii. Had a guy in our grouping, he said, I'm moving here. I said, but everybody says that because you're on vacation. And it's really nice when you're on vacation. Day to day schlepping around, you know, it's like everywhere else. He goes, no, I'm moving here. And he did move there. And he moved back less than a year later. He said, there's nowhere to go. You're stuck on this island, whether it be the Big Island, Maui, or whatever. You're stuck on an island. And you can island hop, but there's nowhere to go. It's not like here on the mainland where you can go to several different states and travel around and do stuff. You're stuck on Hawaii, and every island's the same as the next one. So he said he couldn't take it anymore. There's a discussion going on online where people are sharing the subtle red flags you can hear when you're interviewing for a job. Ooh, listen to these. You can actually hear the red flags being waved. When they say, well, overtime is not mandatory, but most folks stick around after hours on most days. In other words, you're going to work extra and not get paid for it. What clients can you bring with you? In other words, company's not doing well. We need more clients. Who can you steal from the company you're at? There are a lot of people who'd love to work here, so you're lucky. That's what they told me at when I went to work at WSB in Atlanta, the radio station down there. We're not going to pay you a lot, but you can say you work here at WSB, where people would love to work. I bought that hook, line, and sinker. I was like 26 years old. I bought that. How was I so stupid? We like to watch the clock. I take that back. We don't like to watch the clock here and don't want people who are just here for the paycheck. That's a red flag. I don't know exactly what it means, but it doesn't sound good. Yeah, I remember when they said that. Oh, they also said something else to me, too. They said, how many days a week do you work at your previous station, Don? And I said, 6 days. 5 days here. 5 day work week here. What they did not tell me was it was Wednesday through Sunday. I found that out when I got my schedule on the first day. They said, yeah, show up on Wednesday. Wednesday, don't you want me to show up on Monday? And I got in. They said, you work Wednesday through Sunday. Another stupid move. I chalk it up to being 20, 25, 26 years old when I took the job. I hope I'm a little smarter now. Women throw away an average of $365 worth of their husband or boyfriend stuff when they move in together. Here are the top five things women are tossing. A magazine collection, old hobby or toy collections, clothing, CD and DVDs, and that old ratty couch. I would add one more thing in there, photographs. If there's any photographs you have of a previous relationship, I don't care if it was that one-time trip to Hawaii or Europe. If you have another girlfriend in the picture, out and see go the pictures. They're not keeping them. They go right in the garbage pail. Yeah. My wife didn't throw, I don't think she threw out too much stuff. No, she threw out some pictures, I know. But I don't think, no, she let me keep everything. Now she's telling me to throw it out. A survey found the most unprofessional things people do at work. Here are the top five. Inappropriate use of cell phones. I guess looking at dirty pictures on your cell phones, wearing inappropriate clothing, lacking courtesy, using slang in meetings, and bad email etiquette. How about not taking a shower and stinking up the office? That's pretty bad. The average person would pay about $650 to instantly drop 15 pounds. 22% of us would give up alcohol for a year. 5% would cut off all contact with their mother. What? To lose 15 pounds. Mom, you're out. It's like that commercial they had on for Max, the streaming service. Guy's talking to the family. Grandma's there. All the kids are there. The wife is there. And he says, we have too many streaming services. We have to cut costs. Grandma, you're out. Something like that. Just to keep the streaming services, we'll cut all ties with grandma. I would pay $650 to lose 15 pounds. Now, it would have to be a lot more than that. 30 pounds, $650. Which, if you went on one of these diet plans and exercise plans, you'd probably wind up paying that anyway to lose the weight. If you can change your height, would you? According to a survey, 45%, both men and women, want to be taller. 7% of women and 3% of men want to be shorter. Well, let me tell you something. I'm 6'3". I think I was taller at one point. I think I shrunk over the years, but now I'm 6'3". I think I was 6'6", 6'5", at one time. I know when I got my draft card in the military, I was 6'6". That's what they said anyway. Who knows if they were correct. It's not that fun being tall. Let me tell you something. First of all, when you get into a car, you really have to duck your head down. Once you're in, you're fine. But getting into a car when you're 6'3" isn't as easy as it sounds. Also, buying clothing, because you're right at the cusp. Stores like Walmart and Kohl's, they don't really cater to the tall people. They say they do. They have tall clothing, but not really. You have to go to a tall shop, or what are they called? Fat man shop or whatever. You have to go to the tall shop. And they have wonderful clothing at these places, the tall man shop. Wonderful, but they're very pricey. So being tall ain't it all cracked up to be. Let's see here. What else do we have for you? How are some Americans, here are some of the things Americans do in movies and TV shows that apparently confuse people around the world, are obsessively wanting Halloween and prom things. When we talk about Halloween and prom, I guess they don't obsess about that in other countries. Constantly going out for ice cream. What's the matter? They don't go out for ice cream in Europe? Drinking out of red Solo cups at parties, and always having a baseball bat handy around the house when we hear a noise. Well, who do they beat the people with that sneak into your house? Who do they beat the burglars with? I mean, they got to beat them with something. Baseball bat. Probably because baseball is pretty big here, so we have a lot of baseball bats floating around. All right, here's some more fun facts. After Top Gun came out, the original movie, back in the 80s with Tom Cruise, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%. I guess we all wanted to be Tom Cruise. You're more likely to get hurt at work on a Monday than any other day of the week. Fridays, the fewest injuries. Tomorrow, you're pretty safe. And the first video to be played twice on MTV. Now, we all know the first video. The first video was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. The second video, I think it was Pat Benatar had a second video. The most played video is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. But the first video to be played twice on MTV was You Better You Bet by The Who's. It's also the fourth video they played and the 54th video they played. Who kept track of all that stuff? All right. You'd think this would be obvious, but it's not. Here are some things you should never leave in your car when it's freezing cold outside. Your cell phone, because it will damage your battery. Soda, beer, and canned food, because they could freeze and explode. And medication, which loses its effectiveness when it's frozen. Don't they keep it in refrigerators, though, at the pharmacy? I thought they did. Maybe they don't. All right. Coming up, we've got Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild. He's going to talk about their new production opening up this weekend called Now and Then. That's straight ahead. Also coming up, we have more tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the State Fair on Thursday, August 1st. We've got another pair giving in the next hour. We'll be giving those away. Can I talk this morning? Do I have a problem having the teeth, tongue, and lips all moving in sync together? I think so. Sunshine today. High is near 50. And that's about the end of the 50s for a day or two. A clear sky tonight. Lows around 33. A chance of snow showers. Temperatures dropping to 29 tomorrow. Sunny Saturday with a high near 34. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 50. Right now, got a clear sky for you. 38 degrees. WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio. Refreshed. The Civic Media Station.
listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center, our news director, keeping an eye on things today. The proposal for an adults-only section of the Kenosha County Library is rejected by the full county board last night. That effectively rules out the segregation of books, movies, and other materials with adult themes or scenes. Proponents argue that the measure aimed to shield children from inappropriate content, but library managers deem the concept impractical and potentially censorship. Search efforts continue in both Waukesha County and Manitowoc County. There's an Amber Alert still out for 3-year-old Two Rivers Elijah View. He's from Two Rivers. Missing since Tuesday. The sheriff's office is asking people in Two to inspect sheds and in Two Rivers, I guess, to inspect sheds and outbuildings. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office has a request out for people in Vernon and the surrounding areas to check video cameras for footage of a 16-year-old Isaiah Kramer, who has not been seen for 2 weeks. One Racine County community has been shaken up. They shook up their front office. The Mount Pleasant Village Board made changes to the clerk-treasurer role, splitting into two instead of one. Jill Furkus, who previously served as interim clerk-treasurer, was appointed as clerk. Brandy Baker was appointed as the village treasurer. To fund the new positions, the board approved a budget increase and allocated funds, which means the village won't have a communications coordinator. And finally, a Racine reading event is back to being in person. The Mary Finley and Marcy Ames Memorial Black History Month read-in will return for an in-person gathering after 4 years, hosted by the Racine Public Library. This year's event is scheduled for next Thursday. Stuart J. Waddles watching those stories and more throughout the day today, right here at WRJN. He's in our news center, feverishly working to dig up the news for you. I think I need a 5-hour energy. Where are those things? I think I need something like that. Well, good morning from WRJN. We will have somebody else doing the talking shortly. We'll have Doug Incidents in here, and he'll talk, and I'll listen. Hey, you ever eat an icicle? I did as a kid. I don't think I did as an adult. Anyway, when you eat an icicle, you're eating bird poop. A meteorologist in Iowa is going viral after she posted a TikTok video explaining how the icicles hanging from your home are actually filled with frozen bird poop. She said, when icicles form, it's water that melts off from your roof and runs down the side of the building. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. Oh, my goodness. That's not to say you will get sick from licking the bird poop in an icicle, but really, is it something you want to lick anyway? Oh, see, I'm glad as a kid I didn't know any of this stuff. You know what else I did? I used to lick the asbestos shingles on our house. All the kids did it. On a hot day, there was no air conditioning, so the house was cool. And we used to go in the backyard and put our tongues on the asbestos shingles. Nobody knew about asbestos being bad for you. And we used to put our tongues on there. Oh. It's things you don't know. And parents, nobody knew anything about asbestos being bad. It was in the schools. It was everywhere. But to put your tongue right onto the asbestos shingle on your house, on the side of the house, they were cool. All right, the top ways for slacking off at work these days, browsing the internet. Now, tell me you don't do that. All right? Checking personal emails. Tell me you don't do that either. Texting. Checking social media. And leaving your desk just to walk around for a while and kibitz with the people in the office. Tell me you don't do that. Guy in England got so drunk on Christmas Eve, he legally changed his name to Celine Dion. Forgot all about it until he got the paperwork in the mail. Now he says he's planning to keep the name, so now his name is also Celine Dion. People do stupid things when they drink, don't they? Do you ignore Facebook friends' requests? In other words, when you get a friend request, do you ignore it? Guy in North Dakota was so mad that a former coworker would not accept his Facebook friend request that he went to the guy's house, kicked in the front door. He was arrested for burglary and terrorizing. I do sometimes. Not everybody, though. I have a feeling some people just go down a list. Oh, yeah, be my friend, be my friend, be my friend, be my friend. Nope, I don't want you as my friend. Be my friend, be my friend. And I do some people. If I know it's going to hurt them, if I don't, I check it off. Yeah, I'll be your friend. A cancer doctor in Arkansas recently closed his practice to start teaching, but here's what he did. Get ready for this. On the way out of his practice, he forgave $650,000 worth of his patients' medical debt. He sent letters to 200 people for Christmas to let them know they didn't have to worry about paying it anymore. Whoa! My doctors don't do that. I guess if you go to a single doctor who's not part of an organization, like, Ascension or Aurora, someplace like that, I guess they can do that. And you work for yourself. Whoa, that's something. All right, we love to post anything and everything online these days. The average person has posted 17 things on social media they regret. The top five: unflattering photos, drunk photos, immature comments, boring status updates, and emotional outbursts. We post 10 things every year that we quickly delete. And one in three people have gotten in trouble with their boss over something they posted online. Now, this is something I never post anything anymore. I do to like one or two sites. I have a movie site I post to and a radio site that I post to. Other than that, I don't post anything anymore. Now, you get those things on Facebook. Ah, memories. 8 years ago, you posted this. And I look back and I say, did I really post that? I guess I did. But yeah, you look back at that stuff and say, what was I thinking posting that stuff? There was some political stuff on there. There was stuff I saw on TV I didn't like seeing. Why do I have to look at that? And I look back and say, man, that was stupid to post that. But at the time, but I don't post anything anymore. I like to read people's posts. And I post, again, to a movie site and a radio site. That's about it. All I post to. 6:58 at WRJN Radio. On the other side of news, we're going to talk to Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild about the new production, Now and Then. I'm going to go fix my lips and tongue and teeth and see if they all work in sync for the next hour. Right? That's all coming up here at WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. A Civic Media station. Hometown radio refreshed. We're looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 50. It's sunny now, gorgeous. I think we're at 39 degrees, 38 degrees. I got to double check that new temperature. Right? All coming up here, WRJN Radio.
Down on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnov issue.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.